why it's there. Yeah. It hurts. You know what? This did lighten the mood because during the break, we just spent another 5 minutes talking about, yeah, how hard it's going to be to justify the risk reward for bringing the Blue Jays here when there's not total buy-in from the players, and how hard it is to understand guys wanting or being willing to accept being sequestered for what's going to equate to a month. But yeah, all right. Anthony Stewart, Let's Justin Bourne.
Make fun of JD for a segment.
Yeah, Hockey Central. Well, listen, I got nothing to be ashamed of, but yeah, Stewie and I are definitely not friends anymore. Like, that's out. Like, you crossed the line. You crossed the line, buddy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everything going here? What are we talking about here? I have no idea. Whose music was that? Was that the Avengers? I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe it was.
I said off the top of the show today, you're a habitual line stepper. Like, that's what you do. Like, you cross the line.
I hit him with the low blow yesterday, and I'll tell you why it stung, because it wasn't from my personal account, it was from like my official Stewart Hockey account. So here it is.
It was more official.
Yeah, it was. It was verified. It had a corporate seal of approval.
Okay, we need to tell people what we're talking about. Yeah, all right. Okay. Okay, so Bourne will be the guy that we're informing. JD has a picture on his Instagram account of him standing shirtless next to his younger, taller, better-looking brother.
I wouldn't say better-looking. I think looks are subjective.
Listen,
and so I just
nobody
like
asked you. Nobody asked you. I'm just setting it up. And, it's like, hey, listen, you've both been working out. I got to say, I was kind of impressed with the ab work there, JD. But, yeah,
that's right.
I think any person with a critical eye could understand that there was a separation in appearance with the shorter brother and the taller brother. Uh-huh. And our friend, Mr. Stewart, commented that one was Steve Rogers and one was Captain America. Now, which is hilarious. It's hilarious. To that, I would say it sounds funny, but isn't Steve Rogers just as attractive as Captain America? He's
Hell
just wearing
no.
different clothes?
No. No, dude. Steve Rogers is a total nerd. Like, he comes in there. He's a weakling. He's pathetic. That's why they use him for the program. He's a stooge. He's a sucker. He allows them to just experiment on his, like, his little crappy, skinny body. You know what the worst part about this actually was? Is that, you know, I'm sitting on my phone. I'm like looking at stuff. And then, you know, a comment comes in and see it's Stewie. And I just kind of, like, you know, I didn't really pay too much attention to the comment. I just kind of saw it quickly. And I thought for a second Stewie was complimenting me, being like, buddy, you look like Steve Rogers. I was like, thanks, pal. Like, I've been putting in the work. And then it's like, no, it was not that. Upon further inspection, it was a huge slight that people enjoyed. So, yeah, thanks,
Stewie. It's a little bit of a consolation because we know why you posted the picture. You posted the picture for the ladies as a thirst trap. Listen, and let's remember now, in the movie, the ladies fall in love. The ladies don't fall in love with Captain Roger, with Captain America. They fall in love with Steve Rogers. You know? But I have another question here. I want to know. And Justin, you'll back me up on this. And you know, we got to talk to John C. Sports Dennington, because right now, what's going on? We have a show that's within a show that's on a show here. What's going on? What in the level 3 Inception is going on this morning?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You were
it's
so
a
right.
lot. And we're talking about something on another platform that we engaged in.
I heard Flynn, the Bichon Frise that won the Westminster Dog Show, is hosting Tim and Sid tonight. I heard that as well. So.
Bourne, get a word in
edgewise. Don't make me
here.
Go next. No,
yeah, you have
don't
to.
Make me go
don't
next.
Make me go next.
No, I just really enjoy when JD thinks someone is like awful and pathetic. He uses stooge, rube, and fool. I think.
Yeah.
And yes, I do feel like you look like a bit of a stooge compared to, you know, being shirtless on the IG. Just how it is.
Yeah, for sure. I would never do it. I mean, my appearance.
Yeah, but
might
you couldn't
have
do,
to do
it.
With that. Yeah, I could. Yeah. And you know, there's some people that are into that. But yeah, no, again. A good compliment, man. You've been the gains that you think you've made, I actually think were evident in that picture. But Stewie, you can obviously speak to this, having a brother. I don't have a brother. But like, hey, man, one of them's a lot closer to his playing days than you. How do you feel about
you guys post your Stanless shirtless pics? Let's see.
Well, that's
how do you feel about that?
The comments would be, if I stand next to my brother, would be, delete your Instagram account, Big Stu. So that's I'm not bragging. I just had to call it out when I saw it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, is there anything more painful, though, than being negatively compared to your brother? I don't know. Like, maybe not, but I know for JD, this is an area of immense pain, and it makes me so happy that we get to do this right now.
This is what Stewie can relate to, is that, okay, so we're both the older brother, right? And when you're the older brother, you grow up, and like they're, like, looking up to you. And my brother basically was our punching bag growing up. Like, it was just like, you come home and the boy was like, hey, what's going on with you? You're about to like take a beating from the boys. Like, we're not in a horrible way, but you know, like in a big brother way. And there was just this point in my life that flipped over where the kids started playing high school football and, you know, working out and practicing mixed martial arts, where it became such a landslide victory that it's just brutal. There's no gain that I can make where I'm ever in the same room as that guy where he can't just take me out, choke me out in 10 seconds. It's tough. It's a tough thing to take as the older brother.
Well, look, it's great that you guys have such a good relationship after all the beatings. I know Stu said the same thing about fighting with his brother. So I think, you know, once you move past that, you be a little bit humble, put the, you know, humility aside there, JD. I think it's good. It's good that you guys are on good grounds.
Yeah, no, I love
that.
Yeah.
Well, my brother went from Steve Rogers and he turned into the Hulk. So I was Thor. He still beat the crap out of me once he turned into that Hulk.
I love how
there were no winners in your guys' fights. Like, there was no winners.
No, JD's like, we had really knock him down, drag him out fights.
Yeah.
And we're talking to the guy who maybe had like the biggest wars ever with, you know, a couple of guys who threw down professionally in the National Hockey League.
It's the same. It's pretty close anyways, I'd say.
It's not. I hate asking this question, but do you agree, Stewie, that JD looks better than you thought he would look with the shirt off?
Yeah, let's do it.
He looks really good. So, again, I have no problem commenting. He looked actually pretty jacked. So he's been doing his push-ups and his crunches and his calisthenics and his condo. He's looking good.
Buddy, that's why you put it
in
the
official
account.
Yeah, what I was going to say, you have a public Instagram account, and now that you've done that, at a good point, you felt like you've made gains, you never have to do it again. That's all anyone ever remembers.
Oh, yeah,
you've like
100%.
That's the shirtless pic you've put out there, and now that's it. You're in the clear.
I got to say, too, like, I've been just by a pool, basically, and outside by a beach for a month. Like, I've just been living country life here. It's going to be a real hard adjustment when I come back to Toronto next week. And it's just, oh, right, this. I'm going to lose every little bit of my tan. I'm going to turn back to pasty white in 2 seconds. And I'm going to go back to, like, eating my, like, crappy food, because I'll be depressed being back in Toronto and stuck in my apartment the entire time and watching sports from noon to midnight every single night. It turns out, like, the one thing that is not really, like, super good for your health is, like, sitting in front of a TV for 12 straight hours and trying to, like, figure out how to eat in that schedule. Like, I think that you're going to see some losses in the tan and gain department, like, as soon as there's actually sports back on TV. Just going to make a bold prediction there. There will not be shirtless picks coming in August.
Yeah.
No, you're in the clear now.
I will say, we'll just wrap this up because this went in a direction. And I have myself to blame for adding any praise to JD Bunkus. But let's go back. Like, his brother's obviously way more attractive, right? Like, we can all just agree. Like, everybody, all the eyes say I.
Finally.
I just heard.
It hurts. It hurts, boys. It hurts a lot. Especially when, when you're thirsty.
We need a Ziggy We need a Ziggy We need one of those drops right now.
It hurts when the DMs that get slid in is, it's like, oh, your brother's
What's
account
his number?
Is private. Is it weird if I follow him? Like,
the worst part is Vic in the back liked it, and then like three of your other buddies. I think three other guys that are your buddies liked it too, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, listen, in my close circle of friends, being number two to my brother has been long-standing fodder. Like, you guys are new to the this game, but this has been around for a while, boys. This has been around since university, like, since it's been like, all right, we're going to wrestle in front of the boys, and guess what? Coming out second place every single time. So this has been a long-standing. Okay, you got anything else on my Instagram and on my amazing body?
That's it.
We're done. So we get these, like, training camp lineups. I just have one question about it for you guys. When we see these Leafs rosters, Do you guys think that this is anything to care about? That this is like Sheldon Keefe came back and put these groups together for a reason? That there's going to be like some permanence to this? Or that really this is just, hey, we're shuffling things up and we're going to move things and be really fluid as this thing goes? Because there's not a lot of ramp-up time here.
Yeah, no, I'll step in on that, just having spent a little time with them. This is for a reason. None of this is, you know, we'll see how they look together. We'll try this out. This is like, if there were to be a game tonight, this is how he would want his lineup structured. I also think it puts, some guys like a Nick Robertson in a position where they're saying to him, like, you're not in the lineup. Like, don't come in here thinking that, like, you know, you've got a spot. You've got to come in here and be better than a bunch of people. And, you know, I saw a bunch of people tweeting about, how the scrimmages went, and Robertson apparently didn't look great. Nick Patan scored a couple times. Like, I think there are some statements being made about who's going to be where when this thing kicks off here in a couple weeks.
Well, I think when you look into training camp rosters and jersey colors, you can't really look too much into it because the coaches already, always change their mind. I remember actually, freaking out to Jay Bouwmeester saying, "Hey, why am I in this, tank top lime green jersey? What does that mean?" And they say, "It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything because coaches, they like to tinker lineups. They like to try everything. They like to send messages." So I think for the first couple days, it's too tough to really read into anything because they're going to be mixing and matching. And as Sheldon Keefe mentioned, there's going to be a competition in this training camp, and they're going to go with the best lineup that can help them win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I am curious to see if there's actually spots up for grab or if Keefe actually has this thing already down and what it would actually take for someone to, put themselves either into the lineup or up the lineup. But when you saw these things, like if we're going to assume that this was a window into what the team would look like if it started tomorrow, if we're just going to take this as, this is something. When we play Is This Anything, this is something. That what was, like, for each of you guys, what was the thing that you thought was most curious or that you thought was the most interesting?
I guess just that seeing Alex Kerfoot is going to be a centerman. That was something that, throughout the year we watched where he was going to be, and it looked like he'd proven he was better as a winger than a center. But for that third line to be what that third line can be, as in a better third line than most teams have, a third line that can contribute on offense, you need him to play center and to sort of take hold of that role. So the fact that they have him back there, they have him with Kapanen, Engvall's there for now. Conceivably, Andreas Janssen could come back, in maybe 3 weeks' time, something like that. That would be a heck of a line if you had Janssen with Kapanen and Kerfoot. So him being there, I think, is a big move for the Leafs.
I think probably Mikhaev being so high on the lineup, missing that amount of time. He missed, pretty much the whole entire season. Now to throw him into the fire playing with Tavares and Marner, I think that's going to be a lot of pressure on him. And remember before, when their guys were playing on that top line, they were sort of scrutinized. I remember JD giving it to, who was it, Kapanen for about 6 weeks there, saying, "Oh, he doesn't need to be, he can't be playing there. He doesn't look like Captain America."
And I was right.
so I think with Mikhaev getting a little a look on the top six, I would maybe ease him in a little bit, give one of the guys, maybe Kapanen, Kerfoot, or Engvall some space on the top six, on the left there.
Yeah, but apparently Mikhaev has been working out so much, he looks like JD's brother, so that's good. So Stewie, we'll be very much paying attention every time JD posts another pick on Instagram. I expect
more gold
out of you.
No, I'm done. I'm shutting it down now. Like, it's over.
No, good job. Thanks, boys.
See you, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Anthony Stewart, Justin Bourne, made fun of JD Bunkus.